Hello, this is Chuck Honeacre with a Patriot Reflection. This Patriot Reflection is sponsored by Joshua's Warriors, a Christ-centered men's organization whose mission is to restore, preserve, and protect the God-given rights and freedoms endowed in the Declaration of Independence and Bill of Rights. And now, your Patriot Reflection. How many listeners have heard of the doctrine of the lesser magistrates? It is a little-known doctrine that has been used throughout history to thwart or stop those who would use their power to impose unjust laws or decrees. The lesser magistrate doctrine declares that when the superior or higher civil authority makes unjust or immoral laws, the lesser or lower civil authority has both a right and duty to refuse obedience to that superior authority, even to the point of actively resisting. For example, if Congress, the President, or the U.S. Supreme Court makes an unjust or immoral law, a state legislature or governor could stand in defiance and refuse to obey or implement it. Even a city council or mayor could appropriately defy an unjust law or decree handed down by any higher authority. The best summary of this doctrine is illustrated by Roman Emperor Trajan, who, while appointing a subordinate authority, handed him a sword and said, "Use this sword against my enemies if I give righteous commands, but if I give unrighteous commands, use it against me." Historically, this doctrine was practiced before the time of Christ, but it was Christian men like John Calvin, Christopher Goodman, and John Knox who embedded it into their political institutions throughout Western civilization. If ever this nation needs to understand the lesser magistrate's doctrine, it is now. The attacks upon the laws of God are ferocious and relentless. The lesser magistrates have a duty before God to uphold the good, regardless of the definitions of law created by the state. Joshua said it best to the tribes of Israel, "Choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Until next time, this is Chuck Honeacre for Joshua's Warriors. Visit our website at joshuaswarriors.org.